In this week's therapy tip of the week, we are going to talk about a subject that you as a psychotherapist would be more than familiar with, except that it's not what you expect, because we're going to talk about this from a different dimension about that in a more detailed and nuanced way. And this is about the working alliance. So what is the working alliance? Most of the time, if you go to any kind of workshop, read any kind of books about how to do psychotherapy, we will talk about the importance about the working alliance. Working alliance, the therapeutic relationship, it's not just about the feeling of connection and bond, although that's so central to the process. In fact, the definition of a working alliance has been laid down in its foundations since 1979 by Edward Bowden, and we have had the consensus since then all the way to the 21st century. And what is the working alliance? It's three things. It's about the connection, the emotional bond, of course, as we most of us would know about. It's also about the focus and the goals, whether it's a consensus and agreement about the direction that therapy is heading. That's so critical. Third, it's also about whether the approach and method, the way the therapist facilitates the therapeutic process, whether there's an agreement from the person's worldview and the therapist's worldview, whether that sits well with the person. So based on these three definitions, we are going to talk about a few of this in our Therapy Tip of the Week series. And the first one we are going to talk about is how to get your working alliance perspective from the client, not just perspective taking, but perspective getting, because those are two different things. What we may perceive may be not exactly what the person perceives, even we are all in the same room, even though we might have spent 60 minutes working together. So for this week's Therapy Tip of the Week, we are going to talk about how to compare and contrast the working alliance when you are perspective getting from somebody's point of view. And this is what you could do. You could use any kind of working alliance measures out there. The one I've been using since 2004 is called the Session Rating Scale, the SRS. It's based on the three components that we talked about, the working definitions of the therapeutic relationship, the bond, the goals, and the method, and overall as well. So it's a sliding scale in this sense. So basically, the client is given this sheet, whether is it on a paper copy version or there's iPad versions that's out there as well. And what the person does is just slide on the scale and just click where they're at, or they mark where they are at. Here's what's interesting. Highly effective therapists seem to get lower initial alliance rating as opposed to high ratings from which most average practitioners get. There are implications about that which we will talk about as we go along in the series, but for today, here's what I'd like you to do. Use this consistently at every session, not just a pre and post, because there's a lot going on in between each step of the way. And for this tip of the week, what I'd like you to do is make sure that when you get an alliance rating from one of the sessions, say session 3 or 4, make sure you compare and contrast what their scores were previously. And the reason for that is because that's how we learn. What we are learning is to compare and contrast the experiences from before, whether the alliance went up ever so slightly or if it went down ever so slightly. And you want to be clued in for these sorts of ups and downs. In fact, I talked about this in one of the Frontiers blog of being altered, and the links will be given in the video description below. And I found that from an aggregated perspective, when I looked at my data over time, that dips that goes down ever so slightly, if I'm not clued in to compare and contrast what they had before, if it went down, and if I wasn't aware, what happens is they're more likely to drop out of treatment unplanned, right? An unplanned termination. So that's really important to note, because if it goes down, you want to be quickly adaptive. You want to be able to have your finger on the pulse in the room and to be able to pick that up and to work that through in real time with them, and not to say, let's talk about it in the next session, because they may not come back again. And to pick that up and to have those sort of difficult conversations about their experience is really critical. Conversely, if the session scores goes up, you too want to be able to be clued in on that, because if it went up, you too want to learn what is it that contributed to better engagement today, and you want to take note of those things so that you could take the feedback and you could feed it forward. So that's the tip of the week. Compare and contrast their alliance ratings from session to session. Make sure, as a simple rule of thumb, have this visible, be it a graph form or if you're using some sort of application. Make sure this is not only visible to you, but to your client as well as your goal, so that you could talk and discuss and tweak, calibrate, adjust as you go. Stay tuned for this, because we are going to talk a little bit more nuanced details about how to be clued in on the alliance, because it's such a key factor. In fact, so many research has been done in this area, but the devil is in the details. Tell us what you think about this video today in the comments section. And if you are not already subscribed, make sure to stay tuned to let us know your thoughts about this and subscribe to the Frontiers of Psychotherapist Development. We also have our Frontiers Friday newsletter with handpicked 5 recommendations each week that send straight into your inbox.